Hello, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my place on the web where I publish some photographs for a given day. Today is Thursday, October the 7th. Look and See can be found at las.new-england.net.au. And today was another beautiful day, just for a change, not. The temperature ranged from 3 to 23 Celsius, which is 37 to 73 Fahrenheit. Pretty hot during the middle of the day, with a bit of a nippy start, and a misty morning. Not quite sure where that moisture came from, but it was quite pretty. I set off with the dogs for our morning walk in what was left of the mist, and when we returned an hour later, we had a couple of kangaroos just outside the house. Now, most people who live outside Australia think that kangaroos hop down streets in towns, but alas, that isn't the case. They know better if they live outside towns. Although, in our case, because we too live outside town, we have lots of kangaroos and wallabies and other native animals come to visit us at close quarters. So as you can see from the first photograph, this mother roo and her baby, the joey, at her feet are very close to the house. They stayed around for several minutes as we gradually crept closer, but eventually they decided that we were close enough and hopped off. But they let us get quite close, as you can see. Close enough for a compact camera to capture them in fair detail. The second photograph today is of a clystomon, a bottle brush, just beginning to flower. These flowers are full of nectar and attract all sorts of insects and birds. The red colour is particularly interesting to lots of small birds, so we tend to have a lot of bird life around as well. And the third photograph, just a piece of bark that caught my eye. The gum trees many of them have a white smooth surface. This one has had an amputation, as you can see by the bark growing over the wound. But what is of interest is the orange and red colouring on the white bark. And that's probably, but not definitely, lichen-based. And then moving to civilization later in the afternoon, I just thought it a little bit ironic in this day of digital photography that this newsagent was still pushing, for what it's worth, analog film. All these signs and the leftmost sign saying leave your film here. I must ask them one day what business is like in terms of film processing. And the final photograph for today, just some roof tiles. The lines or the alignment of the tiles just caught my eye, and by adjusting the depth of focus we have the eye being led to the tiles in the background from the out-of-focus to the in-focus tiles. And just quite coincidentally, there's a bit of a jet trail, white jet trail at the top, central top of the image. The tiles themselves have lichen on them. Those little patches of pale green are lichen growing on the brick tiles. So there we have some photographs for today, Thursday, October the 7th. I've called it Tales to Tiles. If If you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. I'm Gordon Smith. Thanks for dropping by. Hope to catch you another day. Bye for now.